Aloha, this is Susanna Kennedy, welcoming you to our monthly call for the Universal Heart Internet, and we have today with us Selena Marmar and Colin as co-hosts, and today we're going to go into Beth, and which is the Universal Heart Internet grid that is a telepathic communication grid that we access through the heart and the frequency of love. And we've journeyed into Beth before, and we will do so again. And we're having a particular focus this time on the sun. And there's more and new information coming through about the sun and our relationship to the sun, and some initiations that we can have to align today. So this is information that's been coming through Selena and Marmar and Colin in particular. So I don't really have a lot to add on this topic, so I'm going to just kind of hand it over to Marmar first. If you would like to just kind of launch into the introduction. We'll do an introduction into what we're talking about, and then we'll get into the journey and the experience. So go ahead, Marmar. Thank you.
Aloha. Can you hear me, Susanna?
Very lightly. I'm going to need to...
Okay, how's that?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay, well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was the... connection between our scientific knowledge and our experiential knowledge. And what I see happening in the next few years is a kind of convergence to a new cosmology, a new way of understanding our universe that draws both on the scientific observations and also on the inner tradition, the knowledge that ancient wisdom teachings have brought us. And that cosmology really opens us to the idea of the universe as a fractal, that is, a self-similar structure where each level of the structure has attributes that are similar to the larger and smaller levels of the whole thing. So one of the aspects of that is the similarity between planets and stars. And you probably are familiar with the traditional or the mainstream scientific idea that the sun is just a ball of gas and is pretty different from a rocky planet such as the one that we live on. But there's a lot that the current model doesn't really explain about how the sun works, and in particular, the idea that it's a thermonuclear reactor doesn't explain why we observe so few neutrinos coming from the sun. It also has a very constant size. They've measured that recently, that over the last 12 years, the size of the sun hasn't changed more than one part in 1 million. And that's a puzzle, because there's a lot of activity on the surface, and if it's a ball of gas, it should you know, change in size a bit. So one suggestion has been that the sun actually has an iron core, just like a planet, and that it's just what we see as the plasma atmosphere. And I find it interesting as a suggestion, because the Umites, who are an extraterrestrial race, told us that their word for planet actually means cold star. So in their way of thinking, there's not such a difference between a planet and a star. You know, one's bigger than the other, and the planet we're on orbits our star. But there are a lot of other things that are happening in astronomy which are bringing into question some of the model that we have now. Something that I noticed that was quite dramatic was when they made measurements of quasars, they found that even though they had a high redshift, which is how the light changes as it travels to us, they showed no time dilation. I don't want to get into the technicalities here, but basically, if something is very far away from us in current theory, then it should be highly redshifted, but also should the processes that we see should show a dilation in time. And while that happens for supernova, it doesn't happen for quasars. And so this resurrects an old theory that a man, an astronomer named Halton Arp had, I think back in the 60s and 70s, that the quasars are actually not very distant objects, even though they have a high redshift. That questioning the redshift as a measurement, as a yardstick for distance measurement, was basically questioning one of the foundational assumptions of modern astronomy. And he was really given a hard time, even though he was a very well-known, well-regarded astronomer. He basically lost his job and couldn't find any work in the U.S., finally had to go to Germany to work as an astronomer, because he published a book that said he thought that quasars were had their redshift because they were young, not because they were distant. He thought that quasars were connected to galaxies, kind of like children of galaxies. And that was just too much for American astronomers. He broke the taboo. The other thing that's growing in astronomy is the idea of a connection between the star and the planet. You know, we've probably heard of solar winds, but the idea that there's a magnetic portal that connects the sun and the earth has started to receive observational support, and more astronomers are coming around to the idea that there are these magnetic filaments that connect not just planets and stars, but between the stars and even larger structures, magnetic filaments that connect across between galaxies and between superclusters of galaxies. So all of this brings us a different concept of the universe. Instead of thinking of the universe as these very isolated stars and planets and immensity of void space, the idea that the magnetic threads connect everything and everything is in intercommunication is coming more and more into vogue. And it reminded me of something the Arcturians told me about 6 years ago. I'll read from what they said, because that introduces sort of the rest of our journey today. A man, a physicist here in Hawaii, actually asked the question to the Arcturians, he asked them, his name is Nassim Haramein, and he has a whole fractal theory of the universe a website called the Resonance Project. And it's very interesting. You might enjoy going there. Anyway, he asked them, what's the significance of the current level of solar flares? This was 6 years ago. What's happening with the sun, and what's the impact on the Earth? And the Arcturian said, the solar flares work on many levels, informational as well as physical. While there are many physical effects from this activity, in some sense, the most significant effects are informational. All of the information required for a new alignment on the inner planes, a new structure. What comes from the sun is feedback, corrective feedback for a system which is out of balance. This information streams through many conduits, coalesces, creates forms, events, and opportunities. These in turn make possible a new awareness, new beliefs, new understandings. So the sun acts as part of a feedback loop for the intelligence of the Earth and her beings. It's your connection to the larger system, to the galaxy, and it lets you know what you're doing. An analogy would be the world you see around you. The universe you see around you lets you know as an individual how you're doing. Your family, your community gives you feedback on how you're doing, what they think of you, the reactions to your behavior. So the son is that voice on the telephone, your mother's voice, when you tell her what you've been up to, a feedback loop. So that's the end of the channel. That's what they said, a different way of conceiving our connection to the sun, not just that we receive energetic particles from the sun, but that it's part of a living conscious system where it's aware of what we're doing, it considers what we're doing, and then gives us a feedback, a corrective response, which can inspire new ideas in us and new behaviors. So anyway, that's what I wanted to introduce today with, a few remarks on science and the idea of a fractal conscious universe. So
Thank you.
You're welcome, Susanna.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So anything else, Hugh, or shall we turn it over to Selena?
Well, I know we need to move along quickly today, but I did have one other quote. This is a channel from Barbara Marciniak coming from the Pleiadians. And she quotes them as saying, this is in her book on Earth, The Living Library. And she says, the sun is the governor of your solar system and is the seat of intelligence that rules this particular locale you occupy. The sun reaches into your domain and reads the vibrations as it touches your skin. It is intimately connected with every aspect of life as you know it. It is a force of intelligence that fuels your very existence and creates the environment under which you can evolve. The sun is very interested in your evolution, for as you evolve, you feed everything that you do back to the sun as it touches you. In many cultures, the sun is revered as an intelligent force that governs this world like a god.
And the rooster exclamation point.
Yeah. So I felt that the Pleiadians were really saying the same thing that the Arcturians said, that we're part of this intelligent feedback system, and the sun's paying attention to what we do and is giving us information to help us evolve.
Yeah, that's very interesting, and I always felt that in recent years all this, I don't know, I guess this might be biased on my part, but this propaganda that the sun was dangerous and that we needed to protect ourselves from it, I never quite bought into it myself, and it always felt right, and I knew that there was information coming from the sun. So, being out in the sun, letting the sun, touch your skin, those kind of things, I think is very beneficial to all of us. And, early morning, not being in direct at noontime, of course, but, in the morning, in the afternoon, sunset, all of those things are just really, I think we all need to be with the sun. And that is another thing that I've been reading a lot, is that a lot of people are showing up now with vitamin D deficiency, which is what we get from the sun. Vitamin D, it's really the only natural source of vitamin D, and a lot of people are showing up with deficiencies that are leading to other problems. So, opening again to our sun, and that's what this is about. Thank you. Selena.
Yes.
I
was going to lead right into that, another quote from Barbara Marciniak, Pleiadian Earth, Pleiadian Keys to the Living Library. They say, yet today there is a campaign of fear and negativity against the sun. People no longer feel connected to nature because science has said that nature is not safe. The suspicion of the sun, nature, and the earth has contributed to your current crisis, your lack of respect in honoring and cherishing your home. There is a deep crisis of conflicting beliefs in the scientific community at this time. And then they go on to say that that it is through the rays of the sun that we are our actions are read and taken back into the sun, the moon, and the beaming systems. And so our rate of evolution is monitored through the sun. And the sun will actually respond to whatever it is that we as souls are calling forth. It says, it is through the suns that all the worlds are governed. Growth is oriented toward these suns. It is the sun that allows you to have light, and light is what permits you to see reflections of yourself in the outer world. Without light, what could you mirror for yourself? What would you see? And so they talk about how when you carry love of yourself and the earth, then the sun or solar rays completely understand that consciousness that we carry and respond to it and give us more opportunities to experience that. And when we carry fear of the earth, the solar rays understand that and they nudge us into those kind of experiences. So the sun is a feeling heart center of our existence here. That it permits and activates life because it touches and reads all things. And said, you cannot hide who you are, for the sun rays will read your vibration. It said that the sun is changing and that there's many forces brewing phenomenal shifts. Now, that's like telling us something when we're right in the middle of it. You realize this was written, you know, probably back before 1995. And let's see, I want to go back to this one area. I have been craving the sun, and that's what got me thinking that that's what we would do, what we would focus on this month for this journey and also for the sunny wave of love, which is moving across our planet right now, as anyone can join in that and add to the appreciation and the awareness of the sun and the solar energy and what the sun brings to us. And so I was connecting. I have so much information about the sun and so little time to share it today. So just so everyone knows, I'm going to be publishing on my website and through the blog, Messages of Our New Universe, a learning adventure of the sun that I'll just continue to share things that I encounter about the sun and my own personal experiences. And just a few days ago, Colin and I were doing a light work adventure and checking in to see where we would go. And I felt a very strong draw through some beings that showed up to take me into the sun, and I had a whole experience of reading the light language in the sun in the library. The sun is a depository for a cosmic library. There are highly advanced worlds that can disguise themselves as suns, and through that offer us a place of great learning and for initiations. What they said is that there is a library of knowledge that is implanted in the sun through a variety of beings, and that knowledge is available to everyone, and the key is to have the certain kind of vibration, a certain type of consciousness that is aligning with the harmony of the universe and creation, and to have the intention to connect. We've had several groups that have approached me with giving us glyphs or light language to help us read the library information in the sun. So I asked today what we were going to do, and my guidance was that we were first going to go into Beth, the living grid, that getting into our heart and going into Beth, and then that we would go to the temple of Anui Nui, where there is a special sun room, and bathe in these waters, and that a group would arrive and escort us into the sun. So beyond that, all my plans kind of went out the window, and they said, we'll guide you as we go. How am I doing on time? Do I have any more time to share, or is that pretty full?
If we're going to stick to an hour and a half, we have about an hour at this point.
Okay. Let's see. The last thing I wanted to share is that another quote from the Pleiadians is that the form of the sun is an illusion, and that illusion is deeply embedded in the essence of every facet of the solar system and in every part of the DNA of the universe. Within the overall blueprint and the design of core beliefs, it's decreed that certain illusions will be perceived and others will not. The sun is an agreed-upon root assumption that emerges into many realities and actually allows realities to merge. So the sun is a point where we can touch many, many realities. And we've had several experiences of journeying into and through the sun. We did that with the Reality Crafting Group one day. We actually journeyed right into the sun and went through a series of visiting different sun stations and receiving information and experiences, and it was really a fun experience. So I guess the last thing I wanted to say before we go is that this idea that the sun can hurt you, that it's harmful to look at the sun, that it's harmful to be in the sun, one of the things that the Pleiadians shared is that when you actually look at the sun with open eyes, that it will literally change the retina of your eye to allow you to see beyond the third dimension. And if you think about how successfully this planet has been manipulated into dumbing us all down and helping us under, you know, making us believe we have no power to change things and that we're not creator gods and goddesses, then that was a very successful campaign to keep us away from the sun. So in perspective, all the fear-driven ideas have basically been given to us to keep us from discovering ourselves and our powers, and actually physically keeping us from transitioning into the next level of powerful beings that we are. And so the radiations that come from the sun and through the sun are actually extremely friendly, and it's all in how we think. One thing that I discovered is that if you hold anything in the feeling of love, including if you use a cell phone and you're feeling fear, it will hurt you. If you hold a cell phone and you're feeling love, you don't get affected the same way. And I believe that the same thing is about the sun, that when you talk to the sun and tell the sun that you love it, you recognize it as a conscious, sentient being or beings, because there's many consciousnesses that reach through it and touch us through the sun, then we change our relationship with the sun by changing our beliefs and stating what we do believe. So we have the power to do that. So that's one of the steps that you can take, and including asking the sun when you go out in it to heal you and not harm you. They talked about, too, the ozone layer, which I know everybody thinks about, and they said that the ozone layer, the holes in the ozone layer are actually there on purpose, and it allows us to have a greater receptivity to these amplifying sun rays, which are bringing new information, that they are allowing a different quality and experience of a spectrum of light and radiation to penetrate the Earth's atmosphere. With it comes the opportunity for us to go through great chemical responses deep inside our human body, which all help with the change. And so that's probably enough of that. So if there's anything we're going to experience today going into the sun and seeing what will create together.
Selena?
Yes.
I wanted to just mention one thing in connection with the love that you mentioned for the sun. It was a scientific experiment of healing. They were trying to understand whether praying for someone could help them heal. And they did this big study, you know, randomized, blinded, where nobody knew who they were healing for. And they found, well, prayer had very little effect. They couldn't tell that it had any effect. But then they did another study here in Hawaii, actually, where they decided to test whether you could affect someone else that you loved, okay? And so they did the study between couples, and they tested a dozen different modalities, and they would put one person in an MRI so they could actually measure their brain while the other person was praying for them or doing their modality. And they found dramatic response if there was that connection, if there was love between the two. So I think that, you know, that's an analog here in our individual lives, that love plays a very important part in this connection between things and having an influence on each other.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it makes sense also. I mean, here we've been working with, you know, this Beth grid, which is a heart-based internet, and you can only, you know, connect through it if you're in the frequency of love from your heart. So it's all starting to tie together about how do you communicate with these higher dimensional beings that are that work on the love frequency.
Mm-hmm. In the last 2 days, I have seen something going on where the sun and the earth are being connected more strongly through Beth. So just in the last few days, I've seen something going on where there's been connecting, weaving, going on to connect Beth with the sun, and Beth is already very connected to the earth, and Beth is very connected to the heart and love, and she's also connected to many hundreds of millions of councils and light councils and ascended beings and ascended masters and star beings. And so there is this new level of connection going on right now. So is there anything that Colin wants to share before we go into Beth?
I walked away from my screen. Let me see.
Remind him how to get in if he needs to.
Yeah, sorry about that. With the mobile phone, I moved far away. Okay, Colin.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was trying 5-star, but it wasn't working, so yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to mention the journeys that we've been making to and from the sun through the heart have been sort of increasing, and the intensity of those have been increasing over the last sort of few days and perhaps a week or so since we've really sort of been traveling here. The sort of interactions through the heart have been more and more intense, and the sensation in the body is actually quite hot. You do get quite hot, and so it wouldn't be unusual if you experience an increase in temperature I don't believe that's actually related to the waves of heat from the sun, but it's an interesting phenomenon. So I wouldn't be surprised if you experience some physical elements to this when we're journeying. But it's more on the blissful frequency than anything else. So just wanted to sort of mention that because it's a delightful experience that we're about to go through.
Would you like to lead us into Beth, Colin?
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay. So
I've been looking to getting connected in the heart with everybody.
Mm-hmm. So are we happy to go straight there?
Yes, we need to go there rather quickly, and then we'll go to the temple there.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just opening my heart and asking Beth if it's okay, we can join her, and it would be lovely if we joined each other as we do. So if we had visualized ourselves sort of arriving together, and our hearts opening, and just gently linking in with each other as we sort of arrive at the. At this sort of entranceway, imagining an entranceway into Beth. Because I'm so far away in UK, I just generally just arrive at a local connection point as I imagine it. So I imagine Beth as this big grid of light, and then I just sort of rise up and join her at my local connection point. So as I'm doing that, I'm seeing you arriving at your connection point. So we're just on this lovely energetic grid where our hearts all interconnect easily through Beth and through each other. So just breathe and feel how it feels to be connected with Beth and how much love we exchange when we do that, how much love we feel for one another and for Beth. So just feel us arriving now.
There's a tremendous amount of golden energy that Beth is made of, and it's been increasing recently. We've been calling in more and more of the gold frequencies into our bodies that align us with the flow of the universe and with wealth and abundance. And so I've been working with Beth with that. And so right now, in just this moment, if you can just, you know, open your heart, connect with Beth, and open yourselves, and through your intention, call the appropriate frequency of gold into your own body, into your own cells, that will bring you more of this connection of wealth and abundance and the flow of the universe, the abundant flow from the plenum into manifestation. So just take a moment to breathe that in and to feel it permeating your whole body, all your tissues, all your cells. I've been experiencing this vibration in my cells between bringing the gold in and connecting with the sun that is quite intense. So asking that the level of it be given to you with grace and ease, that you can integrate it easily. Now I know that we have a bit of a journeying to go before we get to the sun, so we're going to move rather quickly through Beth today. And Marmar, would you like to take us to the Temple of Anui Nui?
Okay.
Straight away? Explain a little what that is.
The Temple of Anui Nui is an etheric place or temple, I guess you would say. It's described on Selena's website, which is vibrakeys.com. If you go to a link there, called Learning Adventures. You'll find the Temple of Inui Nui, and you can read about it. And there are several processes there that help you to get there. It's basically a place that anyone can go by themselves if they want or with others. And it's an etheric temple based on an ancient Hawaiian tradition. There was a traditional temple here in Hawaii called the Temple of Lono, which basically had to go underground for many years and emerged in recent decades. But some of the traditions and symbolism of the Temple of Lono carried over to this current etheric temple. And one of the ideas is the idea of a hydrological cycle and having four pillars where the sun, Kanaloa, is one point in the cycle, but also the ocean water, the fresh water, the earth, all kind of representing stages in the process of water evaporating and then raining and flowing back to the ocean. So this symbolism of a cyclic process powered by the sun is intrinsic to the design of the temple and also its meaning for us as a spiritual support system. So we can think of this temple as having these four rooms representing each of these four pillars, one of which is the sun room, or Kanaloa. And so what I thought I might talk about in terms of getting there is our connection to Venus. The one of the ways to get there is by hooking into the Venusian energy, what we call the Venusian corridor. It's how we originally went to the temple. And here again, that process is described on Savina's website. So since we're already in Beth, that makes it easy. And so what we're going to do is come back to the breath, and as we inhale and exhale slowly, imagine around you, you have this golden sphere, like your Merkaba. And then, using your imagination, you can pattern that sphere with any kind of idea, any sort of destination that you want. So what we're going to use is the idea of the planet Venus. So you can imagine the planet Venus, which we're familiar with as a evening star and morning star, beautiful light coming from Venus, shining on our sphere. And that puts us in the vibration of love, of beauty, which is in the vibration of the feminine, and we allow that frequency to sort of melt into us a little bit, so we become consistent with it. As we move into that, we find that the energy starts to flow. We can feel within us a kind of a flow taking us somewhere. And it's like being in a stream or a river. It's moving us upwards in frequency. So just relax and accept. Allow that energetic stream to raise your vibration. So that we find ourselves emerging into something that looks like a courtroom. This is the entrance to the temple of Inui Nui. And here there's an opportunity to bathe or to wash ourselves in water of different kinds. You can imagine any sort of water you want. It could be a natural waterfall, could be a basin, anything you'd like. And you can touch the water that you see here in the courtyard, tap it on your forehead. You can put your whole body in the waterfall if you like. Anything you'd like to use for symbolic cleansing. What's important is that you can feel that higher vibrational water removing some of the grime, shall I say, or some of the worries and cares of the 3D world. It just cleanses them away so that we step past that cleansing up the stairs into the entryway of the temple.
There's many things that we can do in the temple, but today we're going to be moving along to the sunroom. There's four corner rooms in the temple, and we're going to move with our intention straight into the sunroom. And the invitation was to find a special body of water in that room and submerge ourselves in it. So each of you find your way into a special body of water in the sunroom. The heart of the Temple of Inui Nui flows a crystalline water from the source, headwaters, this new crystalline energy that is beginning to permeate all of creation and raise the vibration and the ability of our light quotient, the quotient of light that we can retain and process. And so as you bathe and soak in the waters here, just look around and enjoy the feeling of this hot water or this warm water, whatever pleases you. There are, if you start looking around the room in the sunroom, it's a place that any of you can go to interface between the newer, higher dimensions and the dimension we've been living in. Exploring this temple is a place that helps your body get used to the higher frequencies. It's a place where you can meet higher dimensional beings who align with your frequency or your passion or that which you're interested in exploring. And so you, again, are welcome to return to the Temple of Inui Nui anytime. You can be playful, you can be thoughtful, meditative, relax, it's healing in here. My impression was when we were invited to come here is that they had prepared this water to help integrate our body, mind, spirits so that the journey into the sun would be easier. And so just allow this water to soak into you. You might hear music. You might hear tones. When I'm floating in the water and look up, it's like I'm looking up into the heavens. I can see the planets and especially the sun, and I can see through the sun all the way through the greater central suns. I feel like I can touch all the way to source through this room. There's a lot of columns in this particular room that have inscriptions on them that can be explored. And there's devices or technology pieces of art that you can touch with your hands and explore, and that's through the whole temple. There are artifacts like this spread around the temple with information in them, just like we were talking about the sun is a repository for cosmic information. These objects in the temple are also like that. So if you see something in here that you are particularly drawn to, run your hands over it. Pick it up. Put it against your heart, against your forehead. Read it. Allow the information in. Is a good opportunity if there's something you've been wanting to cleanse from your body, any kind of pain or belief or vibration or frequency or ailment or experience from your mind or your life or your body. This is a good time to let it dissolve in these healing waters.
This would be a good time to let go of any conscious or subconscious fear of the sun or our relationship to it.
Let all the false information that's been fed to us dissolve in this water and clear the way for you to remember the truth about the sun, because every single one of us has within us the truth. The truth about creation, how it works, and how we participate within creation. I see that there is a group beginning to arrive energetically into the room. They're not hurrying us in any way, but they are beginning to arrive. And I did see a being who's sort of like the one who announces the group, and he said the collective of soul is here. And so you might just kind of open up and see if you can feel their presence. See how that changes in your body as their presence begins to radiate in the room. This is the same group that took me into the sun and allowed me to read some light language in the library in one of the libraries in the sun. And so they're handing me a scroll, and on the scroll they've inscribed a message that was similar to the one that they gave me when I was in the sun. And they said, would I please read this for them? And so I will. From the collective of soul, Adaraman, dear Earth Ones, we are ready to reach out and touch closer with you. A new way of transmitting the libraries of information and universal wisdom to you. You have moved into a new level of consciousness, making shifts ever so rapidly if you are counting with your earth fingers the minutes that go by. We embrace you if you will move closer to us. We live in the sun. We send our love and our response every moment to your planet, and all life evolving on her face and within her body. what is new? It is your ability to desire the higher understandings of this creation. Many of you are opening your hearts to this. It is the heart that must open first, not the mind, to receive this newest information. It is true that each of you are evolving at your own pace, and yet there has been a collective decision to make this leap, this shift, all together. We are responding as it is you who calls us out of our place of hiding. We are hidden only by your own filters and perceptions that have been allowed for this experience. As you tear the veils from your own senses, we are there, smiling, loving you, cheering you on to reunite with us. So for those of you hearing this, those who will find their way into our world, we hold out our hands and invite you to enter into our domain. Come and visit that which is all part of yourselves at many levels. Return to your rightful place in this creation, beloveds. Come with us now.
Yeah, I think that opening the heart is so important. I was noticing when we got here that I could see the group of those that are on the call kind of standing together like a little tour group. But then I thought, well, what about the people that listen to the recording later? And then I saw them, a much larger group, sort of surrounding us and slightly shifted in time. And I decided that the thing to do was to send my appreciation for them forward in time to whenever they listen to this and bring them in more and more to the group that's present at this time, building that heart of love between the present and the future and helping the vibration of the whole group increase by that connection through time. So I found it interesting that the solar beings also kind of made a reference to time, and I think that this getting in the heart and going getting out of our linear time mind sense is helpful to furthering this connection. So I'm just wanted to weave that in, the appreciation for my future self and the future selves of everyone on the planet.
Thank you. So as they extend their hands of light to you in whatever way you can connect with one of them or just see if there is one particular being or the whole group or the energy itself is extending its hands, in quotation marks, to you, and begin to allow yourself to enter deeper into a deeper place with them. They explained that they are, I asked them what they were, if they were beings like us, and they said, we are, and the word was Kora-ala-tita, or Kora-ala-taita. And they showed me inside of myself that that meant extended beings, that their consciousness runs along lines of light out into space, moving through the series of suns we call the greater central suns. They don't have a humanoid form, or they're not a humanoid kind of being. They're more elemental than humanoid. They are saying that they are pre-human form, without form of the densities, and that they can move into any shape or form that is beneficial or fun. So now as you begin to touch into this very radiant sun energy that they bring, that is them, just allow yourself to go deeper into your heart, and also into your solar plexus, and open in that sun center or that power center also. And so you began to feel both your heart and your sun center at the same time and allow yourself to be drawn along wherever they're taking us.
One thing I noticed about them is the presence of children, which is a bit unusual. Usually on these journeys you'll see an adult, male or female presence or group. But among these solar beings, there seem to be a number of little, smaller, very playful beings about half the height of the adults. And so it's got that childlike joy and excitement moving along with them.
It feels like we're being drawn, we're on a journey and being drawn along right now. It is quite a joyful journey. And they said that the more you can breathe and relax your mind and kind of let any kind of tension of your mind trying to understand this fall away and moving into your heart, being assured that we declare that our intentions are only for the highest, anything that is aligned for our highest soul's purpose and mission is allowed at this time. And so then you can relax even deeper into allowing yourself to be drawn through this portal wherever we are going.
The sense I have is like being on one of those trains at Disney World or something, where you've got cars and moving along a track. It's not fast like a roller coaster, but more of like a deliberate motion.
We do seem to be nearing some type of a destination now. They said that they were taking us a bit slowly to help us get used to it because the place we're going is rather high frequency. And there does seem to be at least one consciousness attending each one of us. Maybe several. So what I'm beginning to see is that we're approaching at first we were just approaching a very bright space, like nearing the sun, and just a lot of white and yellow light, very radiant. And then as we moved through that energy, I'm beginning to see a beautiful type of a temple or a building, a lot like what we've seen some pictures artists have done of Atlantean temples. A lot of gold, a lot of very ornate. And we're being ushered up the stairs through the front door. And what I'm seeing is that each of us is being offered an opportunity to drop our clothes as an archetypal gesture, to take off our awareness of being the human that we are, the ego of our identification as a human. And they're awaiting, each one of us is being offered a very shining, beautiful robe of the most exquisite feeling material. It feels like it's made of light and sun and liquid gold. So if you're safe and you feel like doing that, whatever part you can shed, sometimes I know Colin just unzips his whole skin and steps out because he just is so ready for the next level. So you can even unzip your earth skin and step out into this beautiful robe that's being offered to you. Colin, do you have any observations of what's happening at this point? All right. So it seems like as we are able to drop what we want to and step into these new frequencies of clothing, that we're being invited to follow the energy, continue to follow the energy deeper into this temple. And one of them said, we are going to the heart of creation.
Muted now, Selena. I was just going to say that the process of letting part of us drop is actually just a recognition, if you like, that we're actually multidimensional beings, and that we're just moving our consciousness away from the earth being to some extent, and then moving our consciousness into this light being that can and does exist with these beautiful sun energies, and more easily travels in these pathways and experiences more readily these beautiful energies that we're about to be introduced to. So it's a natural process of extending our consciousness, we're still conscious of being in our physical bodies, but we're now able to travel awareness, take our awareness through these experiences.
Well, they said that we're going to visit the solar logos, and I know that you've been working with that energy, this matrix in the center of the sun, so you might see if you have the inspiration to guide us for a while here.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we've been touching into, and I can see ahead of us, is at first, when you first look at it, and you might notice something glistening and shining ahead of you. It looks at first glance like a crystal. So let's just be aware of the sort of shining, glistening sort of shape that looks crystalline, and start to focus on it. And what we realize is that it's actually more of an interdimensional portal. It's got a 3D appearance, but actually it's multidimensional, and it kind of moves as you look at it. It's got a sort of ethereal quality about it, and so if we move towards it, you'll notice that actually it's present already within your heart. So have a look and see. There's a crystalline looking object in front of you, and then the realization that actually, this is part of me. This is part of us. And we're all interconnected through this amazing portal. So I can see us all sort of approaching this now, and this idea that this is part of us beginning to resonate with us, and now our hearts are beginning to tune to this new frequency, and we're looking at one another and smiling, and whoa, this is good. This is really good. Now I'm remembering. Now I can remember.
I heard one of them.
So I want you to remember.
How much do you love each other?
I love you all so, so much.
I saw the image of people sitting around a campfire with the light of the campfire in their faces and got that sense of community that comes from sitting in a circle together and looking at the central fire. So in the same way that the high vibrations from this crystal illuminate all of us in a circle around it, and the light coming from that lets us see each other in a new light and see the community formed. It had a deep resonance for me with that old idea of forming a circle around a fire.
And now these beautiful energies can communicate with us more readily through our hearts, through this portal, through this pathway that is actually already part of us. We just needed to remember.
It was interesting that instead of moving like in a straight line from where we were to a doorway and moving through like we perceive in linear time, that the portal was in the center of my heart, and all of you and all of us were moving in to that center point, like moving through the energy of a black hole, condensing, you know, the energy coming in and then going into the center and condensing, because the more I moved toward the center, the more condensed the energy felt for a few minutes until we, you know, move all the way through it. But just breathing, allowing, really get into your body, really allow your whole body and being to that portal.
So there seems to be, as I step through and experience it, I can experience now a sensation of being part of all that is. So it's sort of like you're suddenly aware of the immensity and an entirety of all and how interconnected we are with that. So it's allowing yourself now to be as big as all that is and to feel that interconnection with Source, with all the other central sun, with all the other planets and the galaxies.
As we move into this, in through this portal and into this new area, what I'm seeing is all around us, it are just tremendous amounts of these fiery fibers. They remind me of the neurons in the brain, that type, or some of the constructions out in space where, you know, there's a central place with all these strands that move out and then they touch each other and connect. And it's like we've moved into a big room with these, just full of these fiery fibers, really glowing. But sprinkled around in the fibers are these tiny little dewdrops or diamond drops. Some type of a little sparkling drop or a seed or something. And they said that these were the sparks of the sun. These were the seed sparks of the sun. And that each one of us were going to receive one if you wanted one to just kind of float around in here and find your way to that little spark or diamond or jewel, that this little sun seed jewel or spark that you would like to for yourself. And when you find it, just, you know, hold it in your hands and be with it until you know where you want it to go, if it goes somewhere in your body, or just how you want to receive it. Just really open up your body and see if there's a place that you want to place this, if you want to take it into your DNA, or you want to take it into your heart, or you feel like placing it in your third eye or your pineal gland. You know, you'll know where you want that sun seed spark to go.
One thing that I noticed about the one I was attracted to is that it seemed to be alive and have a consciousness. It reminded me of being a child, and the first time I saw a June beetle, that just the beautiful colors on its back, and it was crawling around, and I can remember just being so absorbed and just watching it. So I had a flash to that, the idea of a new experience that I've never had before, and just being enthralled in the experience and wanting to connect with it. So this little droplet looks to me kind of like a beetle with different colors, and I'm just noticing that it seems to have a living consciousness. And as I hold it, I have a loving connection to it, like you might have with a pet or something, where you're just cradling it and yearning to communicate and understand it better. But the thing that's touching to me about this is how it reminds me of my own innocence and my own freshness. As a child, you know, there's so many things we haven't seen yet. When we do encounter each new thing, it's like, oh, wow, the universe contains that? I didn't know it. You know, here's something new. So I had that same reaction encountering this energy.
Yeah, it feels very child. I feel very childlike in here.
Yeah.
Now, what they're saying is that if each of you are willing to gather up a number of them and sort of tuck them into your pockets, and because we're going to take them back when we're done here, we're going to take them back to Beth and plant them in Beth's fibers, in Beth's living grid. So if, you know, you can imagine having a big pocket, or, you know, however, if you're a squirrel, you tuck them in your cheeks, you know. However you can fill your pockets with a number of these to take back with us. And then they have an invitation for us to move one more level in. So when you've had a chance to gather these into your, you know, pockets, there is a door or a portal opening now that they said with this new spark inside of us that we are being invited to move into the heart of our solar logos, or the you know, the consciousness that is, you know, the how would you describe a logos, Hugh?
Well, you might call it an animating intelligence of a system, like the logos of the universe would be an intelligence for the whole universe, and of a star or sun would be the intelligence of that sun or star.
Okay, so if you can see the door opening and you desire to go through, we're going to just kind of all hold hands, and as you're ready, we're going to move in. To me, I feel more like we're floating than walking. I'm kind of flying around here. So I'm just finding a couple of your hands and linking up so that we can kind of go into this space together. In a way, it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz when they went on such a long journey to meet with the Wizard of Oz, and they were a little nervous when they finally got the meeting here. So as we're moving through this portal, I got a sense when they invited us to come into the heart of the Logos, I almost felt like crying, like not in sadness but in joy, like I was being invited home. And someone just kind of whispered in my ear, let your heart's desires be known here. Let your deepest heart desires be known here.
Is this a good time to start the journey back?
Yeah, just a little bit more time here, and then we'll head back. If you breathe while you're in here and you just become aware if there's any tensions in your body, to kind of turn them inside out and allow yourself to sort of turn inside out so that which is the deepest in you comes out to the surface. Sort of like turning a pair of socks inside out or something. And just allow yourself to turn and sort of every aspect of yourself to receive this emanation from the solar logos' heart. Just take a few more moments to let any of your heart's deepest heart desires be known to this logos, which is really a part of ourselves, too, as we're all one. I wanted to say one thing out loud in this chamber is to, you know, to be able to be a living witness of the earth returning to paradise, of becoming a new earth, a sustainable earth for my feet, you know, to stand on the new earth's surface and my eyes to witness and my whole being to see it actually happened, where we live sustainable and we live in unity and peace and harmony and love, where we have transitioned into our light bodies more, our physical bodies have become more saturated with light, and that our abilities and senses and super senses, and we've begun to live a very magical life of the higher dimensions. Mother Earth is whole. She's no longer in travail of the shift. Our bodies have shifted. We have ceased all the practices that become a bit of a dream in the past of this amazing experience we all allowed ourselves to play out. And we've actually moved into paradise, into the earth renewed as a new level of light being. The waters are clear and beautiful and healed. The animals are healthy and happy, and we're all in harmony with each other. The plants and the flowers and the abundant life living on Earth. And our relationship with our star families and higher dimensions are open. And it's a curious, extended, amazing, fun place to live and to explore and to learn and to create. Okay, so as it feels like we're kind of gathering ourselves now and just coming back into a group and holding hands and thanking the logos with all our hearts for this opportunity to be here now, and for the gifts that we've been given here at the Sun, and thanking the collective of soul for assisting us in this journey, inviting us. And we seem to be turning and beginning to flow or fly through the portal, back through the fiery room, back through the portal, back through the temple of Anui Nui, and out through the corridor we came in Tibet, so that we are arriving back into that kind of almost back into our bodies, back into Earth, but we're in our hearts. We're in Beth, and her light seems to be even a little brighter now that we've returned. And so for a few minutes, just Beth loves gifts. Beth is delighted. She loves flowers and crystals and beautiful things. And so she's really ready. She said, I'm ready. And if you would like to just kind of, you know, plant your pocket full of these sun seed sparks into the grid, then this information will be more accessible to all beings on Earth and other places, this new level of of light and intelligence and information that's being made available to us. It's a bit like hiding Easter eggs in the fibers of Beth.
Seems like they know where they want to go. When I let them out, they move away into places. They sort of find their own little nests.
So is there anything that Susanna or Colin would like to share before we kind of move back into our bodies onto the earth and complete here?
Well, the way I experience these the gifts, I guess, were like, they look like citrines. And when I brought them back, they went into the intersection of the grids. So all of the places in the grid where one line crosses another, they're just all placed in the grid.
Wonderful. That's where new information enters into 3D, is from the grid intersections.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing I noticed began as we were planting them is the corridor between Earth and Venus opened up a number of months ago last year and began reconnecting Mother Earth and her sister Venus. And that's where the Temple of Inui lies, is in that corridor between Earth and Venus. And as we are planting these seeds, I feel a flow of the Venusian elixir of love energy flowing in an alchemical way to, you know, you plant the seeds and then this is like the water. They're watering the seeds.
I had this amazing image. I don't know if you've still got these in the US, but in the UK we've still got stores that have these sort of tubes where they put the notes, they put them in this sort of tube and then it goes zoom and it goes off to the some room in the dark corner of the store somewhere. And I just had this vision of all these tubes, you know, where these stars, these sparks were just zooming off. And they just knew, as you said, they knew exactly where to go. So it's fabulous. I love that. That's beautiful.
Well, I love all of you so much, and I'm so grateful that we got to journey. I had no idea how many people were journeying with us today because I came a little bit late into the call. So I just opened my heart and thank you all for journeying and being willing to go on this journey and being called. The collective of soul told me that they were sending the message out through the sunlight to invite all the people that needed to come on this journey to help with what they had planned. So thank you for getting the message and showing up today. And for all of those who will join later in listening to the recording and you know, join at any point of time to continue this process.
And in closing, I would like to give ourselves the command to recalibrate, align, balance, and harmonize for graceful integration of these new codes, these new frequencies, this new way of being. recalibrate, align, balance, and harmonize for graceful integration. And really feeling all of this in your physical body, feeling, experiencing, becoming aware and grounded in the physical reality. This is how we spiritualize matter, bringing spirit into matter. And I would also love to thank all of you for being here. We have 18 active on the call and others who will be receiving the recording. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will be meeting again next month. That will be August 8th, the Lion's Gate. Very, very important day in the year. And Selena, if you could just mention what the topic is that's planned today.
This is going to be a fun one. We're going to celebrate Galactic Freedom Day. Mm-hmm. And so we are putting the word out to all of our star being friends to come and celebrate with us and teach us more or share with us more what this means. And we're going to have a special guest, Dr. Michael Sala, who has been for years working with exopolitics and galactic diplomacy and is now working with a being, oh boy, his name left my mind. Help me, Hugh.
Brazzo.
Brazzo, yes. He and his partner, Angelica, are working with Brazzo. And so he's a lot of fun. And so he actually helped to create the petition. And I have it in the email, or we'll send it out again. You can sign the petition for Galactic Freedom Day and also for our We Are Ready to Change the World. There's two of them that just help you put your voice out there and make your vote for that. So this is going to be a really fun one. And in all the years that I've ever journeyed on 8-8, they are always amazing, powerful journeys when that Sirian Lion's Gate opens.
Mm-hmm.
So join us for that. We'll have the registration up early on that one. So, and also ask people to pass the word on for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So thank you, Selena and Marmar and Colin, for your excellent adventure tour through Beth and into the sun. And thank you to Beth and the sun and all of the beings that have hosted and guided us today, and all of you for showing up and being who you are. And through the love that you are expressing into the world and loving it up. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And all of these places that we go on these journeys, you can return. That's the idea, is that pathways are opened and new pathways are opened up to you and new avenues of exploration. So feel free to continue your own explorations in your own daily meditations and journeys.
Okay.
And also, if anyone wants to share, please feel free to email us. I actually, on the messages of our New Universe blog, which you can get to from www.vibrakeys.com, I've opened up under teleconference, on the teleconference page, there is an opportunity for you to post your comments. So if you want to post them that way, you can post them there.
Okay, and I'm just going to open up the conference now for anyone who wants to share or just to say goodbye.
Okay,
anything that anyone wants to share?
I can't hear anything.
Okay. Well, then we'll just say goodbye or aloha.
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 I think we're in a different dimension.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.